Hello? Anybody there? Nobody there.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Blessed as a survivor, a childhood in war and peace, our guest is Elizabeth Welms. Well, while Elizabeth was very young during World War II, her father was a prisoner of war, and her mother was serving as a slave laborer in the Soviet Union. She and her brother were placed in camps in Yugoslavia, but their family was blessed. Though many may not understand, they survived, and they survived to meet again and later immigrated to the United States. In Blessed as a Survivor, she recounts her life story before and after World War II. 6-year-old Elizabeth was an ethnic German living in the former Yugoslavia when, in the autumn of 1944, the Russian army first arrived, followed by communist partisans who treated them to a horrific reign of terror. In the spring of 1945, Elizabeth and her family were expelled from their home, placed in several different detention camps, where they were exposed to sickness. Of course, they experienced fear, terror, and unfortunately even starvation. They saw death everywhere. She and her brother experienced long years of separation from their parents and grandparents. They narrowly escaped being placed in an orphanage in Serbia. Well, I'm not going to tell the rest of the story. I am going to give her an opportunity to fill in the rest. But here's the good news. There's a happy ending because she's with us here today. Now, of course, you can get a copy of this book on Amazon. Now, if you're listening to this on an enhanced version, you can simply click that link and it'll take you directly there. If not, highlight, right-click, and go. So let's go on and get started. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you? Thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Dr. Angela. I'm doing fine here.
Great. So what made you decide to share your story about what happened to you during this time period?
Well, because I felt it was very unusual since I was 17 when I came to the country, and I made many friends, and they would all tell me their problems, and then I thought, gee, I had much worse problems than you do right now. So I decided that I needed to put that down into a book, and because there were many, many hardships and separation from the family, and I pulled through it. It was very difficult, and I'm so grateful, and I feel so blessed that I came to the United States, and I was able to become a teacher here. I went to college here, and so I really appreciate all the good things that came my way when I came to the United States. So I felt I needed to write this book, and I even came to your attention, Dr. Angela, so I guess it was worthwhile reading. Thank you.
Yes. And I like how you said that, you know, people were grumbling about the things that were going on in their world, and you said, boy, if only they knew what I've been through as well. that it would help put it all in perspective. And I think people forget about that.
Right, yes. I think it does help when you hear stories where people overcame difficulties that were much more severe than what the daily life brings, which can be very tribal compared to separation from your family and starvation and fear of death because you are threatened. You can't leave this place. You're in this camp, and you whatever they give you, you have to take. If you want to escape, you can be killed. And it was just very frightening. And I was like 6 years old, and I had a younger brother who was only two years old, and actually I envisioned that I became his little mother because he to this day will tell me, "You always told me what to do," and so he didn't appreciate that really, and so I felt I had to grow up quickly, and I couldn't dwell in dreams and in childhood really. I needed to be the adult right there.
And to be the adult, even for adults sometimes, can be a hard thing. So just trying to make your way and keep not only yourself safe, but your brother safe as well as just a mere child. I'm so glad that you were able to make the best decisions that you could and you were able to come out safe on the other end. Now, while you were going through all of that and you were separated from your parents, did you find that there were other children having a tough time that weren't able to make as good of a decision as you were?
Yes, definitely. Many died. I mean, the young and the old died in the camp first. We were even blessed because we had relatives here in Chicago. And the second year when we were in the camp, we received care packages from Chicago from my aunt and uncle. And like they sent us a big spread of Velveeta cheese. And I remember the 3-pound can of Crisco that I ate by the spoonful because I craved that. We all the food we got was spoiled, terribly tasting. No salt, no fat, no any kind of seasoning was ever given. And so you can imagine if you eat Crisco by the spoonful that you had to crave it because it didn't, I'm sure it didn't taste good thinking of it right now. But I just was starving for fat. And I know nowadays here we are cutting it out. But in those days, when I was young and growing up and was deprived of it, I craved it. I really did.
I can understand that. We don't realize what we miss until we don't have it. And fats, and like you said, seasonings, just mere seasonings is something that if we had to go 2 weeks without our seasonings or our salts and peppers and stuff, I think that people would understand exactly how you can make the decision to do that. And especially when it's not in your control, you were being deprived, it wasn't your choice. So I can understand that. Well, Elizabeth, before you tell us a little bit more about your book, we need to take a very short break, but when we get back, we will definitely continue talking about your book, Blessed as a Survivor, Memories of a Childhood in War and Peace. We'll be back right after this.
Smell Good Spa, for the women who are making a conscientious change in their personal care products. Specializing in signature fragrance oils, hand-dipped inserts, and wholesome bath and body and personal care products. Smell Good Spa. Use code HELLO25 for 25% off your order. Live good, feel good, smell good wholesomely. SmellGoodSpa.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. My guest today is author Elizabeth Welms, and she's so much more than just an author. She is a survivor. In fact, the title of her book is Blessed as a Survivor, Memories of a Childhood in War and Peace. So, Mrs. Welms, one of the great things that we know is that though you had to live through such an atrocity, you did make your way to the United States. Can you tell us a little bit more? We have about 2 minutes left in the show. Can you tell us a little bit more about your arriving to the States?
Like I said, I had an uncle and aunt, the older brother and sister of my father, actually had been born in Chicago, and then my grandparents returned back home. But when they were 17, 16, they decided to come back to the United States, and that was in 1925, and they never came back home. So they were U.S. citizens, and when they found out that their mother, that's my grandmother, and, of course, their brother's children were in these camps, they started to send care packages. It was not just to us, but even to others. And they actually sponsored us too. Actually, it took us 3 years to legally come into the United States. In 1955. That was 63 years ago. And in those days, my uncle and aunt paid for our trip, and they also had to sign papers that my father had a job when he arrived here, and that in no way the family would be a burden to the federal government. And so it's true that when we arrived here, my uncle took my father to work the very next day because he was a cabinet maker. And, of course, we repaid my uncle and aunt for the trip. But, in other words, we never received any welfare benefits. We worked for what we had and what we got. And it was just totally different compared to the immigration system we have in right now. And I wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, I even, you know, was 17. I worked in a factory. I cut parts because my mother was doing piece work. And in those days, women wore girdles. And they had panels. And they were like by the dozen made. It needed to be cut apart. And my job was to cut the girdle parts apart. And so all day long, every day. And I had blisters all over my fingers and needed to wear Band-Aids. But in the meantime, I did go to evening high school in Chicago, and I wanted to improve my English because when we arrived in New York City, I didn't even know what a quarter was, nor a dime or a nickel. And I was embarrassed because I was supposed to make a phone call, and I looked at the directions, and it said a quarter, a nickel, and a dime, and I didn't know what it was. And so my father said, "And you had 3 years of English, and you don't know what to do here." So,
I am so glad that you were able to make that transition and learn all that you needed to learn. I really do. I do apologize. We are out of time, but I do enjoy talking to you, Elizabeth Welms. Thank you so much sharing your story. Listeners, the title of the book, one more time, is Blessed as a Survivor, A Childhood in War and Peace. The author's name, Elizabeth Welms, that's W-I-L-M-S. You can get a copy of the book on, of course, Amazon. You can click the link listed in the description or simply highlight, right-click, and go. Well, you guys know one of the things that I love to do is give a shout-out to our international audience. It changes week by week, and this week, the top five are the United States coming in at number one. Thank you so much, home country. Number two are our friends across the pond, and that is the UK. Thank you so much. Number three is Ireland. Number four is St. Kitts and Nevis. And in fifth place, our neighbors to the north in Canada. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in and making our show a success. Until next time, everyone, may God continue to share his grace and mercy with you, and may you have great mental health. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.